This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying with energy infrastructure here, the Colorado River has a supply and demand problem. Too many farmers and cities and hydroelectric dams drawing on the river amid the persistent drought. Seven western states had missed a federal deadline to come up with a water conservation plan. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has an update.
The Department of the Interior gave the basin states 60 days to figure out how to conserve at least 2 million acre feet, about as much Colorado River water as the whole state of Arizona uses in a year.
Unprecedented,
says Jason Robison, a professor of natural resources law at the University of Wyoming.
2 to 4 million acre feet in conservation savings blows the doors off of anything that has been done since the onset of the mega drought in 2000.
So he says it's not surprising that the states couldn't work it out in 2 months. But this all started with an ultimatum. Interior said, negotiate cuts or we'll impose them. And so far, they haven't made good on that threat. Some stakeholders see the lack of direction as sort of an extension, like Adele Haj Khalil, director of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.
I think they opened the door to continue the dialogue on some additional voluntary cuts that we need to make that can respond to the changing climate, because the conditions are not getting better.
He's optimistic that funding in the Inflation Reduction Act could help move things along. He says it can be used to pay farmers to conserve water. Other stakeholders are hungry for some stronger leadership from the feds.
Well, I think we would have liked to have seen a definite deadline.
Stephen Rowe Lewis is governor of the Gila River Indian Community, just south of Phoenix, which recently stopped voluntarily contributing water to a statewide reservoir. He says that sends a message that his community won't continue to make sacrifices while others are not.
Using our water resources as leverage, that was, I think, an important strategic move to really advance a plan.
If negotiations continue to break down, Jason Robison at the University of Wyoming says the federal government has the legal authority to impose some unilateral cuts. That doesn't mean it wants to flex that muscle.
It really is a backstop.
He says all parties would rather the conservation be voluntary. But with 40 million people relying on the river for water and electricity, the consequences of inaction are dire. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.